Lord and Savior and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. And kudos to Brother Joe, right, for somebody who used to leave high school classes early so he wouldn't have to speak in front of people, did a great job. Amen. Amen. He did a pretty good job. Powerful prayer. I mean, wow. Amen. Amen. That's how it gets done. Amen. And that's how God's message is going to be ministered, by him. Amen. Amen. So that's going to be our prayer this morning. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer and ask him to do what he wants to do by way of his Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus this morning, humbly before the foot of God. Lord, we give you honor. We give God reverence this morning. Lord God, we worship you. We love you, Lord God, and we're going to continue, Lord God, to allow you to do what you deems fitting in our spirits, in our homes, on our jobs, in our church. Lord, we're just asking in Jesus' name, Lord God, that our worship of you, our service to you would touch your heart this morning, Lord God. And that you in return, Lord God, will reward us with your spirit and power, with your anointing. God, we need some yokes broken today in the name of Jesus. We need some encouragement today, Lord God. I'm speaking for myself. We need to see God's life-changing power at work so that we can spread this around to people around us, Lord God, which is really the premise of this message, of being a witness. So we give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. 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 Now, sometimes, let me first give an honor to God, who is the head of my life. Pastor in his absence, his wife, Pastor Jerry and his wife Bonnie, in their absence, we know that they're having a good time on vacation, a time of rest. Even when, I tell people, even when you go on vacation, don't go on vacation from God, amen. You can go on vacation, but you can still take God with you, amen. You don't have to partake in those things that happen. You know, me and my wife went on 3 straight cruises, and people at my job would tell me, hey, you know about the drinking packages and you know about all the stuff that they do at night and on the promenade deck and all this. And I was like, oh, I'm very aware of what they do, but that's what I used to do. Amen. That's what that don't fit with the way I walk right now. Amen. I'm giving God the praise. I'm giving God the honor. You can do it. All you have to do is say yes to God. And he can change your circumstance from left to right, from back to forward, from down to up. Amen. Amen. Just like the song said. Same thing. Beautiful. Beautiful. And also I want to give a little honor to our visitors. Normally after, and Joe did an awesome job. Normally, like after prayer, we'll go and say hello and hug or whatever. So right now I want us to take one, 2 seconds to just give a high five to the person next to you right now. Amen. And a high five to, if a person's on the other side of you, give another high five. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And welcome and thank you. You know, God thanks you. Not that we are trying to receive any kind of credit or whatever, or we need to be rewarded all the time. That's the world. That's their stuff. The world loves to reward themselves. Amen. Right. Instead of giving God the glory. But, God always, he drops in my spirit on many occasions that he is pleased when you do come to church in the rain. Amen. He is pleased when you do make it, when you're not feeling up to it. He is pleased when you the kids are like really, really getting on your nerves this morning. I don't even want to go to church. Y'all getting on my nerves so bad. But you still come. Amen. God is pleased. Come on with it. Just commit your day to God. Your works your hands, your home, committed to God. And you will be amazed at what he can do when you're having a downtime. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. This morning, this kind of speaks to even like what's been going on already in the house of God. The title of this message is, Can I Get a Witness? Can I Get a Witness? Now, I know why some people might have chuckled a little bit, because like in the old, you know, the old spiritual songs, you know, Can I Get a Witness? You know, they dancing around and whatever. If you came up in the Baptist church, Brother Glenn might know what I'm talking about. Can I Get a Witness? You know, well, I kind of know too. I came up in a little Baptist church or whatever. But I thank God that God also has non-denominational churches. You just come in. Your church is in Christ. There is no denomination. It's in God. Amen. It's in your relationship with God. That's your church. Your church is in your heart and what you allow him to do. Amen. That's why you have church at home. Amen. You don't have to wait until you come here. You have church at home because my heart is already open.
That's right.
It's sensitive to what God wants to do. I give God all the honor and all the praise today for how he never stops or never ceases to amaze me in his word, and how his son Jesus continues to perfect himself through us with his teachings. In our growing and participation in the church, we would at various times hear a preacher declare, Can I get a witness?
Amen.
To the congregation. Or we may even hear it sung in a gospel recording by a few gospel artists. One of my favorites is, I think his name is, I forget this guy's name is, Can I Get a Witness? Oh, hallelujah. Okay, we'll do it later. Okay. Amen. What's that guy's name? Oh, the Holy Spirit's going to give it to me before we leave, and I'm, you know. It's a younger guy, Terrell something, I think. Hallelujah. Oh, can I get a witness? Oh, like that. Okay. You kind of get what I'm saying. Oh, what is that guy's name? There are a myriad of ways that we are engaged with the concept of witness. Witness is a very diverse yet phenomenal entity. The Bible itself is a witness to God's character and his love for us. Amen?
That's right.
The Word of God. His very brilliance of mind. That's what the Word of God is. It is God's brilliance of mind. Now, the American Heritage Dictionary defines witness this way. One who furnishes evidence, anything that serves as evidence, a sign to testify to. Bear witness. Now, there's no way that I can give all of the many different ways that witness is exercised or observed. But there are a few of the ways that the Word of God appropriates and confirms witness. And we have to understand that you can be a witness, or anything can be a witness. You can be a witness, or a situation can be a witness. We have a couple of patrons here. We have a couple of members here right now today that are a witness to Jesus being the chief physician in the surgery room. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
We have a witness of it don't matter how far along you are in age, you can still make it to church because he give you the energy.
Amen.
To still get in any and send you some assistance to help him. Amen.
Right. Amen.
That is a witness to God's power and love and grace and mercy. His healing power. Awesome is our God. And if we have to understand that You know, you can be a witness, or anything can be a witness. And if we are so concerned with if we are being good witnesses or not, we just have to remember that witnessing is not a title. Let me repeat that. Witnessing, just remember that witnessing is not a title or something you have to do on your own. When our Lord and Savior uses us as a witness, and I'm a witness right here, when our Lord and Savior uses us as a witness, oftentimes than not, he will be orchestrating the endeavor. Amen. Anything you do for God, anything that God has you doing, guess who's really doing it? It's God.
Amen.
You would really be helping yourself if you would commit whatever the endeavor is in God's hands. You know, Sister Laura was saying this morning that throw it at Jesus' feet. Amen. Yeah. Throw it on him. Look, he's the burden bearer. Amen. Yeah. Okay? He is the one. Whatever you got going on, he got the shoulders for it. Amen. Some of these football teams wish they had that kind of equipment when they're on the football field. They wish their shoulders was big as God's. Amen. But they pale in comparison to the power and strength of God.
Right.
Sorry, Houston Texans. And Chicago Bears.
And Packers.
And Packers. Amen. God chooses who he wants to serve as a witness and for discipleship. God chooses you. You know, you may say, I can't believe how I was just in the store or whatever, and when you went to help with the, when Brother Joe was, he was just giving an account of when he went to help with the lady, and how it was a twofold thing.
Amen.
But yet that was really a witness, amen,
amen,
to the presence and power of God, and God orchestrating the whole thing. Do you see what I'm saying?
That's right.
It wasn't by accident Dave mm-hmm. called Joe.
Amen.
That was spirit-led. Amen. You know, we really need to put more, just, you know, really, and Christians know what I'm talking about. A lot of things that happen, whether they're bad or good, it's spiritual. It's really spiritual. Amen. You know, even the bad. You know, we out here fighting. And fighting can be just standing still and not doing nothing, but letting God do it. Amen. Fighting is not always got to, oh, what I got to do. Oh, how I got to pray. Oh, I got to do. Fighting sometimes means just don't keep doing what you always have done. Fighting is just standing there. He told Moses and the children of Israel, stand still and watch your salvation. He meant literally. Stand still. Don't move. Don't run. Don't be scared. Watch what I can do.
Amen.
Don't think when you're standing still, oh, I'm not moving. I'm not doing something. Oh, I'm supposed to be doing something. When you're standing still, you're doing a whole lot.
Stand up.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Stand up for Jesus.
Then there's times when God will move you. Amen.
Right.
You will know. Stay sensitive to God. Now let's look at John. Let's talk about one of the greatest witnesses. Let's go to the book of John, chapter 1. We're going to be really delving in the book of John and Jonah, the book of Jonah, throughout this passage. And I pray in Jesus' name that we get through this. Amen. It's some stuff. And I pray in Jesus' name to touch our hearts. John chapter 1, and we're gonna read verses 6 through 8. Thank you, Vivian. John chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Thank you. John held the witness. And he was so humble that he was sent to bear witness of that light, that all that people would believe in Jesus through him. He wasn't taking the credit. All he wanted to do was serve God. All he wanted to do was be an epistle. All he wanted to do was be a vessel. You know, when you agree to be used by God, that's just another way of glorifying God. And that just shows that you're being used as a witness. Amen.
Amen.
It's a blessing. You know, being a witness is a blessing. Amen. Amen. It's a blessing to be a witness to God's power and to our Lord and Master and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Being a servant is a witness. Amen.
Amen.
And it is a blessing. I love being a witness. We might not always get it right all the time, but I love the fact that there's a possibility that I might be used as a witness. There's a possibility that I might be used to deliver the word of God. Hallelujah. Because when you look back on your life sometimes, you can think about when you didn't even care about being a witness or even care about being used by God. But when you go, when Jesus brings you from death to life, you got to jump up and down, amen. You're overwhelmed by his life-changing power and his glory and his love. You know, John was ordained for witness. He was chosen to be a witness. And let's look at verse 23 of the first chapter of John. Let's look at verse 23. And it states his purpose in the witness. Verse 23 says, he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord. John was the first. As the prophet Isaiah said, thank you. Thank you. John was the first of the New Testament witnesses of the Savior and the Messiah. And to further support that you don't have to do this, being a witness, you don't have to do this on your own, look at Luke chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. And it says, this is talking about John, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. Now, I'm going to come back to that. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. 16, and he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord. The witness about John, where he would neither drink wine or strong drink. But the key here was, in this passage of scripture, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yeah. Now, there's times when he just got picked out. Amen. That's just going to do certain things.
Amen.
Then he's got those that he wants to see them step forward and submit to him so he can fill you with his Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Ghost of God that validates the witness of Christ through you. Amen. Let me repeat that. It's the Holy Ghost of God, the Holy Spirit of God, that validates the witness of Christ through you. That's what your purpose is in this life. It's to be a witness to the resurrection power of God. You know, Joe said in his prayer this morning, he brought somebody that was dead to life. That's why we should worship God. Because who can bring somebody from death to life? Nobody. No devil in hell. He's been trying to do it on television and everything. Somebody resurrected from the dead. Nobody can raise somebody from the dead but God.
Amen.
Amen. But God. That's another. That reminds me of another title of another song. But God. Okay, let me stop. That's another one. Amen. Amen. Boy, look. Amen. You're right about that, sister. Hallelujah. God already knows who he is going to use for a witness. and as a witness to the existence and royalty of Christ. God already knew he was going to have to announce ahead of time the coming of his son, because many didn't believe in God himself. And that he, God, would provide for his witness, his Holy Spirit, so that the flesh can't take us into something, some rationalizing or even doubt. See, the reason that God puts his Spirit in us when it's time for him to use us is so that our minds won't try to do it the way we want to do it. Amen. Yeah. It might not work out that way. Amen. You know, I mean, I can tell you some stories. Amen. When I use my spirit to try to do something. Amen. But when human beings do something, we do a lot. We try to do a lot for people we know. We try to do a lot for our neighbors. But sometimes it don't always work out. You get discouraged because you don't feel like the person appreciated it and those kinds of things. sometimes you don't feel like they might even deserve that. They don't live the way you live. They don't have the things you have. You have to continue to stay sensitive to the Holy Ghost of God. You have to continue to allow God and trust him. That, Lord, I know you use me. I really don't want to do this. We're going to talk about that with Brother Jonah, okay? You know, I really don't want to do this. But God has the overall picture in hand. The plan for your life, Sister Barwell, has already been planned out. Amen. Your plan for your life is already in God and with Jesus already. Amen. And it started, and your plan for your life has already been ordained 5,000 years ago. 5,000 years ago. And it's not going to change. Nothing can change the plan that God has for your life. Even though it looks like you're being muddled. Even though it looks like you're being roughed up. Amen. In the end, you're going to experience eternal life. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Now let's go to the book of Jonah. And see how God chose him as a witness and service. Jonah chapter 1. And we're going to look at verses 1 through 3. And I know we're also very familiar with the story of Jonah, but I'm gonna give you what God gave me. Amen. I just need to share it. Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, verse 2, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. 3. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now, thank you, Sister Vivian. Now, I'm not saying that when God chooses us as a witness or to be a witness to his power and grace, that we always jump for joy and agreement all the time. You know, you might not, you know, you might kind of like ponder that thing and contemplate a little bit. Jonah is just one example of how we know that when our Lord God chooses us for service, it might not always resonate with us that this is a good thing. We might not see the big picture if what God wants to do would do any good for us or the other parties involved. And in Jonah's case, and in my spirit and viewpoint, in my spirit and viewpoint, he didn't think that the people of Nineveh deserved any attention from God or any help at all. See, we negate the witness when we go in the opposite direction of where God tells us to go. Amen. We can always kind of figure out what environment we want to be used in, or, you know, I want to go. I know some, I've heard a person say, I want to go to a church, man, where they really be jamming, man, you know, really be going, you know. And I said, they gospel, ooh, the music is great. If you can't allow the word of God to come from whatever pulpit or whatever, if you don't allow it to come in and kind of speak to your heart, you might even feel like, Hey, how he know my situation? Who told that guy that? Don't let that discourage you from going back. That's the church you need to go to, amen. You need to go to that church that speaks to your heart and ruffle you up a little bit, amen. That's the church you need to be going to, because the Holy Ghost is there, amen. Because he's speaking the truth to your heart and to your situation and into your failures. He's speaking the truth into your setbacks and your bad attitude. That's where the church you need to be in, amen. Not the church that's going to make you shake it, shake it, shake it. You need to get something from God. Who came to get something from God this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We relinquish the blessing that God wants us to bestow on us when we forego our witness in Christ and for Christ. When we try to go the other way and do it our way, this, you know, witnessing for God or whatever. And our rebellion, in turn, it don't resonate with God either. Then we have the misfortune of another witness, the witness of God's displeasure with us. Let's stay in the book of Jonah in chapter 1 and look at verse 4. But the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up. And then let's drop down to verses 14 and 15. Therefore, they cried out to the Lord and said, we pray, O Lord, please do not let us perish for this man's life, and do not charge us with innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you. 15. So they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased from raging. Thank you, Sister Vivian. At times, God might have to inject a little fear in us to get us back in line with his will, amen. You know, he might have to just kind of like really, 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 really kind of like get you to be a little nervous, amen. Sometimes God will use a tragedy to get you back in his will, amen. Yeah. Back into his will, he uses a little fear. He injects a little fear to get you back into his will, his plan, his purpose. Notice the word his. In this statement, God put Jonah in a stink with the men that was on that ship he boarded heading for Tarshish. They found out that it was because of Jonah being on that ship was the cause of the seas raging and being and having tempestuous winds. Even in my own life's experience, I can recall the Lord putting me in a situation that one could deem dangerous to my, you know, due to my rebellion. And here's another example of a witness to God's displeasure to our unappreciative attitudes at times. Let's look at the book of Isaiah. We're going to jump over there right quick. Still in the Old Testament. The book of Isaiah, chapter 43. Verses 26 through 28. Isaiah 23, verse 26 says, put me in remembrance, let us contend together. State your case that you may be acquitted. 27, your first father and mother sinned, and your mediators transgressed against me. This is God talking. Therefore, I will profane the princes of the sanctuary. I will give Jacob to the curse and Israel to reproaches. Thank you. You know, with all that the Lord did for Israel, they never seemed to be content with that. That wasn't enough. The devil always got them to serve him and his purpose. And here God is saying, our first father and mother sinned. We were prone to fail because we are susceptible. We're susceptible to pleasing the flesh. Jonah and John, their witnesses have distinct differences. One was born into witness and embraced it. And the other was called to witness and wavered in it. Because of our reasoning and reluctance, we too may need another chance at it. Amen. Now there's times when I hear some people, some Christians say, "Well, I was in, a, you know, I was in." One of my brothers said he was in like in Kentucky Fried Chicken, and he felt like the Lord was telling him to say something to this person or pray for this person. And then, in retrospect, after he got home, He thought about it and was like, wow, I wasn't such a great witness. See, that's not like you just being rebellious. Sometimes you just weren't sensitive to it at that time. You hear what I'm saying? But you're always going to get another crack at it, amen? That's what I love about God. You're always going to get another opportunity, amen? That's why Jesus came, to give us another chance to be good witnesses to God's glory. That's why he died, because you do miss it sometimes, amen? That's why he died, because you're not always in line with God. That's why he died. Because of things you can't help yourself with, amen? That's why Jesus died. Because of the things you just can't help yourself with doing sometimes. Or the things that come out of my mouth. I can't help it sometimes. Well, glory be to God that I get another opportunity. I feel God in this place. You get another chance. Don't let the devil tell you time is up. It's not over till God says it's over. Amen. Amen. You can clap on that one if you want to. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm kidding. Glory to God. We may even need to see how others respond to being deemed witnesses of God and for God. There's times when God has used a whole nation as a witness. Now we're going to go a few verses up, Isaiah. Let's go a few verses up in chapter 43 and look at verses 10 through 13. And it says, "You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me." See, first, we got to believe it. He's not going to use you if you don't actually trust and believe that he is. We have some people that do go in and out of church for that reason. They're in and out of church because they don't trust God. They don't believe. Churchgoer, I've been there. It's not a good spot. You want to be a person of integrity. That's your witness. You want to be an honest person. Amen. That's your witness. That's the witness of Christ. "And my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me." 11. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. 12. I have declared and saved. I have proclaimed. And there was no foreign God among you. Therefore, you are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. See, in the beginning, God is saying, in the beginning, he could have been talking about Adam and Eve. In the beginning, there was no other God. There was only me. All of a sudden, you guys, you don't want to live a disciplined, honest, and serene life. The devil came in and sped us up. Amen. We running like this. Amen. We driving and texting. Amen. We doing everything. We sped up. And look, that's nothing against people who drive and text. Be careful, okay? Amen. Just be careful, okay? Amen. But my point is, don't let the devil speed you up. Everything out there, you don't need everything that's out there. Amen. God supplies your needs. But somehow with Israel, somehow with us, it's just not enough. God is pleased. It's a witness. You witness to God's contentment in you when you're content with where he has you. Amen. Whether you live in a trailer, whether you're sharing a one-room bedroom with somebody or anything like that, wherever you are, love God. Amen. Wherever you are, if you are in a big house, that's okay. Worship God. I don't want a big mansion if my neighbors don't know I'm a Christian. I don't want a big mansion. if my neighbors don't know that the witness of Christ lives in me. Amen. So my mention is for naught. I got it on my own strength and ability, because I refuse to give the praise to God for my strength and ability. Amen. So my house out of nowhere may one day catch on fire. Amen. Amen. One day may fall. It's always some problems with it. The plumbing. Always this. Always that. I always got to call somebody. Or guess what? And look, and I'm not saying that things don't happen. They do. But you really can help yourself when you love God, you worship him, and you give him the glory for what you have. You really help yourself. Amen. You really do. Ask the heathen. They know what I'm talking about. Well, I've been there too. Amen. I know. Okay. Amen. I've been there too. You know, today we shouldn't have any problems with knowing that there is a God and that we too can be engrafted into the sheepfold and benefit of God's grace and mercy. We just have to come to grips with the fact that in order to receive of God's blessings, we have a small part to play. Amen. And that's to submit to being called upon, to return the love back to God and our Lord and Savior as they have shown to us. No, we can't love on the same scale that God loves us with, but we can purpose ourselves to. Amen. No, you're not perfect. But if I allow Jesus to perfect himself through me, now I'm purposing my heart to live. I'm trying to live blameless. What's wrong with trying to live blameless? It's nothing wrong with that. But understand that you're not blameless. But I'm going to try. Amen. Amen. And the one way that I can try is to do my part. What's my part? Submit to God's will. Amen. Amen. That's my part. Because I recognize that it's him that does everything. We can appreciate how our God teaches us his ways and shows us this in another witness, the witness of how God does things different than us. Let's go back to the book of Jonah and chapter 4 this time and look at verses 9 through 11. I know we're jumping back and forth, but just read the screen. Amen. I want to get through this. I think the Holy Ghost really wants us to get through this. Then God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?" And he said, "It is right for me to be angry, even to death." 10. But the Lord said, "You have had pity on the plant for which you have not labored nor made it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night." Verse 11. "And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city, in which are more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left, and much livestock?" You know, in the book of Luke, it talks about how God, he even pays attention, and he even has mercy on the evil and the unjust. I believe it's chapter 6, verse 35, somewhere in there, whereabouts. It's like one of my favorite scriptures. Well, every scripture in here is my favorite, but that's one of them. Amen. That he has his eyes on them too. He's waiting for them. Amen. But we got a head start. Amen. We already going that way. Amen. We already going that way. So don't continue to go towards Nineveh. Don't move towards Tarshish. Amen. Continue to go towards Nineveh. God's got something for you there. Amen. You hear me, Sister Brown? God's got something for you in Nineveh. Even though these people don't live like you, that's okay. Jesus said, "I didn't come back to save the grand and the supreme and the superior. I came back to save the lost." God is so loving and merciful right here. Nineveh is equivalent to the big cities of today. Okay, even Houston, okay? And just like back then, Jesus is offering us a chance at repentance and life eternal. God looked at the big picture here. 120,000 souls that he created that was ignorant of his grace. Ignorant of the objective that God had for them and their families. Weak to the cares of this world and Satan's deception. In Jonah's heart and in my spirit, he can see why people who didn't acknowledge God the way that he did. And how and why God wanted him to witness to those ungodly people. This is difficult. On my job where I am, the language. This is not a judgmental state. This is not judging them at all. I was there. I used to look at the, you know, look at the pictures and the and all these kinds of things. And God still wants me to be open for ministry. I'm like, Lord, you know, how can you minister to people who really don't care about you? You get what I'm saying? So it's going to take the Holy Spirit of God to kind of like overwhelm your spirit. You got to subject your spirit. Bring it under, you got to actually bring your spirit under subjection, you hear me, sister, of God's will. That's the only way you're going to get anything done spiritual. That's the only thing you're going to get anything done for God. You got to submit to God. If you really love God, you want to be a witness for God. If you really love God, you want to be used by God, amen. You don't have to be pastor or elder. You don't have to be those things. Your ministry is being, this is your ministry, being available. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's your ministry. Yep. That's the ministry of God. Now it is it's part of Jesus' ministry today, you know, ministering to ungodly people through us, using us as witnesses to the lost. When we trust God and allow His Holy Spirit to implement His will, His plan, His purpose through us, and by way of His witness, we begin to understand how far-reaching and infinite God's love and majestic ways extend. Which brings us to a witness of God's will being done. And we're going to close with this scripture right here. We may get back to this at some other date. It's plenty. Amen. Let's go to Jonah, back to Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, right? The second time saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message that who tells him to do it?
God.
Amen. 3. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now, Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a 3 days' journey in extent. Thank you, sister. God will present himself to you on more than one occasion to carry out his agenda in the earth and also in the heavens. God's will be done as a witness to his power and superiority. God used deliverance out of a great fish's mouth to change Jonah's heart towards God and towards God's ways. There's that event. There's that little situation that God used. Yeah, God used a little tragedy, a little fear right there. And look where, guess where he's going now? He ain't going to Tarsus, no. Guess where he's on his way? To Nineveh. But he had opportunity to go, amen, because of God's mercy. God forgave him, and he really didn't deserve it, amen. God's mercy is working very effectively in our lives right now today, amen. Who believes that? Who believes that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God knows our hearts and how to change them. And I'm going to just read this. You can throw it up there for me, Sister Vivian. Proverbs 21:1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes. I love this verse. If you got problems with somebody that's somehow you feel much maligned and you're troubled. They trouble your spirit. Those kinds of things. Don't blame God. Thank him for the trial. Amen.
Amen.
It's okay. I mean, we all. Somebody said today, you know, it's been a tough week. I think Brother Joe said it's been a tough week. You know, a tough week could just be something in the spirit realm. It could be a tough week and your spirit's not feeling great. And, we've been experiencing, I've been experiencing it. If you love God, Jesus said, you're going to be persecuted. That don't mean your head chopped off all the time. That means you're going to be uncomfortable in your emotions because of the mess that's around you, amen, because of a family member that just don't get it, amen, because my kids not listening to me, my wife is not doing this, my husband not doing that. As Sister Laura said again, she's part of this message, give it to God, amen.
Amen.
Let's give God a hand clap this morning, amen. Now we're going to close in prayer, and if you desire, and you can stand to your feet if you like to, if you desire to be a witness, you want to be a better witness for God, just say that to God in prayer. You don't have to come up. We're going to stand. You know in your heart what you want to say to God, amen?
Amen.
And guess what? He knows too, amen? He knows why you came today, why you came last Sunday, why you're going to come next Sunday. Open our hearts in Jesus' name. Lord, I come to you in the name of Jesus this morning. Lord, our hearts are bowed down before the throne of God. Our hearts are prostrate, hallelujah, before the foot of Christ this morning. Lord God, we don't always get it right. But Lord, this morning, starting today, our hearts are going to be sensitive to being a witness to your goodness. A witness to your strength, a witness to your healing power, a witness to bringing restoration to in relationships and marriages, a witness to bringing resolution to family members and children and parents, a witness to finding a job. And it seems like we can't find one, but we'll find one. You're going to be, Lord, you're going to receive glory when we find that job. Because it's going to be a witness to the effective workings of God. And most of all, and foremost, our love for you is going to be a witness. And the second is like that. We're going to love our neighbor as well. As a witness to God's love, working in the heart of flesh. So soften our hearts today. Start with me, God. And Lord God, just perfect your witness through each and every individual here today. Bless each and every household here today. Some 30, some 60, 100 fold. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.